Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you so much for joining. Hey, February 1, how'd we get here, right? So quick, so easily. We're in a new month, and it's always starts off the month with a lot of hope, a lot of expectations, what could happen, what's going to happen in the next, it's a short month, so it's not going to be 30 days. It'll be less, it'll be 28 days this year. And everyone's looking at that and saying, okay, so what are we going to expect? Everything's been kind of been going off the rails. I have a way of looking at this that I've been sharing with my clients and friends this weekend. And basically what I share with them is, have you ever been on a cruise ship, right? And a cruise ship is fun, except when you hit rough waters, right? When you hit rough waters, what happens? It's hard on everybody, right? The waves are coming, the boat's rocking in every which way direction. It's up, it's down, it's left, it's right. And you kind of get really disoriented. Things fall off the table, things fall, your television's rocking. I mean, it's just nuts. If you've ever been in that, you had that experience, you can relate because you can see what's going on right now. And it's kind of the same thing that we're experiencing right here with everything that's going on. We're just getting hit in so many different directions. You know, there's virus stuff, there's shutdown stuff, there's economic stuff, there's laws changing faster than you and I could shake a stick at them. And it's unsettling, it's not calming, everyone's sort of in a frenzy right now, they're not sure which way to go, everyone's rushing to get a vaccine, those of us who know better don't bother, you know, we're not going to bother with that. But you look at everything that's going on, and now they want you to wear two masks and maybe three masks, and you know, it's like, oh, really, it's such an affront on every level. And the other thing that's happening, the bigger piece, I think, for so many of us, is the censorship. And I've been really, upset about that. That's really been bothering me a lot because they ask you to make an informed decision. In order to do that, you need both sides of the story. But when they censor one, you only get one side of the story. How in the world do you make an informed decision? It's easy. You don't. You can't, you know, and I see a lot of people who are living on this one side of the story, and they're like committed to this narrative, but they don't have the other piece. So I don't blame them. They just are not getting the other piece because it's being, censored and muted, and you're not hearing it. That's why I always encourage everyone to find more than, you know, a single source of news. Actually, I've got more than 30 now that I'm paying attention to. That's overkill. I get it. But, you know, maybe you could find five and you know, find them on different channels and different sides of the aisle, if you will. So it's not just all one narrative, all pitching the exact same story. You want to know the rest of the story, right? And I'm always looking for that. It's like, what's the rest of the story here? When I hear something and it doesn't make sense, I'm always looking for what the rest of the story is. Okay, so there's a censorship issue, and right now we know nothing's going to happen under the Biden administration. There's certainly, you know, the censorship's going to continue. It's going to increase. You see people, their accounts being deleted left, right, and center. I got to tell you, I've lost a lot of friends on Facebook whose accounts have either been disabled or they left voluntarily. So Facebook just isn't what it used to be. It's not as fun. It's not as worthwhile spending as much time there. I've also seen the video views that I'm getting drop by at least half. It's really not at all what it used to be. So less fun, right? Less people, less fun. And I think that's what's happening. You know what happens when, you know, the peak of the party and everyone's having fun, and everyone's in there and everyone's going, it's like the most fun it can be. And then people start to leave. And as they start to leave, the energy level starts to drop. And as the room gets smaller and smaller and smaller, there's only a few people left, there's like no energy left in the room, right? And it's kind of looking like that on a lot of the popular, or what I'm going to call the mainstream social media websites now. But the good news is there's a lot of these newer social media websites. Gab.com comes to mind. There's Clout Hub is another one that comes to mind. They're very, very vibrant. There's a lot of people in there. And everyone's sort of scrambling to establish their space. So everyone's doing a lot of posting. So there's a lot of conversation happening. And I think that's really what's missing now in a lot of the mainstream social media sites. So things are changing there. And the other thing that I want to bring to your attention that you may or may not know about is, you know, we know we're being tracked. And that's been a longstanding issue with us, right? Ad tech or ad tech advertising technology does a lot of tracking. And the story is they track you everywhere and every website you go on, every link you click on, how long you're online, how long you're on this website. Once you're off this website, you go to the next website, they track that to try and figure out behavioral patterns. And it goes beyond that now. And now they're tracking you in terms of your phone. So they're tracking your location. So no matter where you go, you know, there's a record of every place you've been, every store you've been to, you know, everything you've purchased. It's like, it's insane how much data is being captured and tracked. So I've been working on, okay, I want to be, you know, not anonymous, but I want a lot less tracking going on. So what are some things that I can do? Well, number one thing you can do, Google Chrome is the lightweight and very fast browser. We all got used to using it. I've been using it now probably 10 years, and a really great browser, right? The problem with it is everything you do is being tracked. Like, Google's not giving you a free browser because they're benevolent, right? They're giving you a free browser because when you were in other browsers and when they wanted to track you, they can only track you when you're actually clicking on links and such that are tagged. So they built their own browser and they have amazing amount of tracking information built into the browser. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not really that fond of being tracked at that level. Every website I visit, every link I click on, how long I'm on each website, and all the rest of that kind of stuff. I don't need to be giving that information to Google, right? You might say, okay, it's innocuous, right? It's just for advertising. It is until it isn't. You could build quite the case against somebody looking at their browsing history, because it's just information, and you can make that information mean whatever you want it to mean. So better to be giving these companies less information rather than giving them more information. So here's the workaround for Google Chrome. There's a new browser called Brave. I don't think it's that new. It's called Brave, and you can get it at brave.com, as you can see there. It is built on Chromium, so it is exactly the Chrome browser. So all your plugins and everything that you're doing in Chrome will work 100% in this browser called Brave. The difference is they took out all the tracking. So there's actually an ad blocker built into it. You don't even need to add an ad blocker. It already has one built into it, and all the tracking is removed. So you can surf the internet to your heart's content and no one's tracking you. And I thought, wow, that's really, really smart. I love that. And all the plugins that I had in Chrome are now here. So Chrome is gone. I've deleted it from most of my computers now. I think it's on one computer still in case I need it, but I don't think I need it. I never open it. So everything that I'm doing in Brave because the tracking's not there. Now, another thing you want to do is you want to consider the smartphone that you carry along with you, right? That's a tracking device. It really is a very high-priced tracking device, and there are apps that track you. Not every app is tracking you, but the biggest offender, there was some report I saw a few weeks back, how much data Facebook is tracking on you. It is the biggest offender of all. Facebook tracks absolutely everything it possibly can get access to on your phone. Everything is tracking everything. You should see pages and pages and pages of information you're sending to Facebook. Everything you do, every app you open, every website you go to, it tracks your location, it tracks, you know, what time of day you sleep, what time of day you turn the phone on, how many times a day you turn the phone on. I mean, the information is insane that it tracks. So first thing I did, Facebook app, delete. Next thing I did, Instagram. Instagram is owned by Facebook. Same thing. Tons and tons of tracking going on there. Gone. The other one that I deleted is Instagram Television, IGTV. Got rid of that on the phone as well. Now if I want to use those, I'm using them on the desktop in the Brave browser. There's still tracking going on, but it's not nearly as offensive as it is on your smartphone. So some of those things you want to think about, I'm going to give you more as we go forward. I've been doing a lot of changing, like for instance, in the Brave browser, the first thing you'll see when it comes up is which search engine you want to use as your default. Don't use Google, use DuckDuckGo instead. DuckDuckGo, no tracking, right? Google, the search engine, is tracking every link, everything you click on. Even though you're in the browser, even the Brave browser, there's still a bunch of tracking going on. So you don't want to use Google as your default search engine when you set up in there. So I'm going to give you some more of these as we go forward. There's quite a few little tweaks you can do to really protect your anonymity. As you know, it's gotten to the point of like it's ridiculous now how much we're being tracked. And I'm going to give you some more tips as we go forward here. If you're enjoying these, please share this video with your friends and followers. It would help me a lot. I would love to be able to help more people. The more people that see this, the better. And if it's helping you and you're getting value on it, please let me know, because a little pat on the back, a little encouragement helps me to come back here and do this more often. I want you to stay safe out there. I want you to be brave and go get the Brave browser and get that set up. By the way, you can have it on your smartphone, your iPad, and your desktop. They have versions for all. And just make it your default browser and make DuckDuckGo your default search engine, and you'll be a lot safer when you're browsing the internet, a lot less tracking going on. Not 100% gone, but a heck of a lot less than if you use any other browser out there. Okay, with that, if you got questions, please let me know. And I will be back here probably before the end of the week with a little bit another update. Thanks so much for watching.